From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Okay. All right. Final score, everyone. That's weird. 20-12. Okay, good. All right. Welcome. Bleed Blue Show. We are on the air. How you doing? Welcome to the lineup. Everybody's here. I can see you on the queue. We just won this game. We are 3-1 for the first time in eternity, it seems like. That helps. That really freaking helps. Although we have some things to talk about. Injuries, play calling, the whole nine yards. This is your boy, Chris. Welcome to Bleed Blue Show. Check us out everywhere on social media, everywhere, Facebook, IG, Twitter, Bleed Blue Show. We are everywhere, and I'll tell you about where else the other places can find us in a minute, 929-477-4171. I don't understand that finish, but the Giants won, so I'm very, very pleased with that, and it wasn't a pretty game. But nonetheless, here we are. I don't know what the hell I just saw. That looked like freaking eighth grade volleyball class to me. Anyway. 929-477-4171. Bleed Blue Show. Welcome. Let's get you guys on the line now. Let's not play any more games other than the weird one we saw at the end of that one. Lady Blue, you're on the line. What's going on, baby?
That was the longest 2 seconds of football of my life.
What the hell was that? I don't understand. I've never seen that before. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Like I said, being a Giants fan, you need to be able being a prerequisite for being a Giants fan is you must drink. Let me tell you, we just can't win games. But hey, we are 3-1 since 2004. I will take it. It was sloppy. Special teams finally decided to wait until the last 2 minutes to do something right because they have screwed the pooch all game. And not for nothing, when does Automatic Gano miss a damn field goal from that close? I was like, seriously? The game still going to give them help?
I hate to bring this up, but let me tell you something since I'm here, Lady Blue. The goddamn wind is a monster out there right now. I know it's part of it. It's nasty out there. There are down power lines. I'm surprised we're having a show from here. It's just nasty. So I understand it. I do. I have to give my man a little slack there because I love him.
I was a little shocked with our Wildcat, but I'm like, what else can we do? We don't have a damn quarterback.
We're gonna get into that. We're gonna swing into that. Let's swing. Hold on a second. Let me get everybody else in order. Here we go. Carl, what's going on, homie?
I feel bad for anybody that had to sit through 3 hours of that. Oh, my God.
I'll get back to you in a minute. I got to see you. Yeah, we will talk about that. Carl, let's see notes on the line. Stay right there. Kristen, hello, my love.
We got the win. I'll take it.
I know you will. Hold up. I'll be right back. I just want to see. I see my twins are on the air. Let's go. Manny Dogs, DB, what's going on?
Yo, man, I love watching fist fight football, and if you ain't never been in it, you can't enjoy that. I enjoy punching people in the face for 60 minutes. Let's go.
DB.
Yes, sir, to piggyback off that, how good did it feel to see Tyrod Taylor come in there? The energy in that stadium was amazing.
It was different,
man,
yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's
go. That's true.
Barkley
that's
all
true.
Day.
We'll talk
we'll
about
get back
that
to
too.
Him later.
We'll yeah. get, we will. But wait a minute. Hold on. Billy Blob. Sorry, bro. I'm drinking beer and talking to you at the same time. Billy Bob, what's up, man? Are you in your feelings or what?
You're damn right in my feelings.
Because on the last preview show, everybody was talking about like we couldn't be over 500. I want to know what they're going to say now. What they going to say now? They were talking about we couldn't be over 500.
We're going to find out.
They say preview on Thursday night that they don't even expect a chance to be over 500. Talking about we ain't got no talent. quit. They're going to stay now. I said, why they okay. Why they can't finish if you can't put the 500?
Okay.
Come on, man.
We're into it. Wait a minute. Yo, we got a whole hour. Hold up. I'm going to get into it. Hold on a minute. I got to make these announcements real quick. I want to tell everybody to check out the baseball with Susie Profit of Bleeding Yankee Blue on our Monday Yankee show. By the way, everybody is like, it's like freaking watching the Kennedy assassination or something. Everybody's watching Aaron Judge, man. Try to hit this number 62. It's taking forever. Dude, somebody groove him a ball so he can get it out of here so we can be done with this. Check out the hockey with the Rangers on Tuesday nights with Ranger Proud. Check out the Knicks, Knickerbocker Ave page. And, of course, me and everybody else that you hear on this line will be here on Thursday, every Thursday of the season at probably 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you know who I am. And, hey. You know, now we can talk about this game. Let's just talk about this game first, okay? Okay, we got this win. It was a strange-ass, ugly-ass win, 20-12. At home, it's always good to win at home. We lost at home on Monday night, as you know, and it wasn't – well, that's another story. But nonetheless, okay, we did it. Now, here's the thing, and I'm being a little personal here. I'm going to pull rank here and be a little personal here, and I'm looking – I can't see y'all faces, but I'm looking at DB when I say this. But it's time to call up Davis Webb. All right? Telling you, if you did, to Billy Bob's point, if you missed preseason, you said to yourself, that's what we need. That's the kind of offense we have to get up here. That's the kind of goddamn play calling we, you know, along. By the way, Kapler did a pretty good job today, especially in the first half. I thought he did. I'm just going to say that. And, look, it's time we got these guys up there. The injury report, I can't even keep up anymore, man. I couldn't keep up since the middle of the third quarter. I don't know what the fuck we're doing because it's just not the quarterback. Now, we got other shit going on, and I don't know what to say. So we're a mess right now, but we're 3-1. And I will take that. I really will. So, tell me about this game. I had other questions, but I'm too goddamn messed up right now to remember what they were. I'm doing this totally impromptu. So I'm going to change the format a bit. We're going to go round table. I'm going to act like y'all right in front of me, okay? We at the table. Get your drink. Get your coffee. Whatever the hell you're doing. And we're going to go around the table, all right? So, right here, Lady Blue.
Hello. Yeah, I mean,
all right.
I got to give up.
4171, everyone. Go ahead, baby.
I got to give it up for our offensive line this week. I've been giving them shit all season for the first 3 weeks. They held it together today. What a big difference, though, when Neil went out. Holy crap. We had holes open for Barkley all game, and then the second he went out, they closed fast.
We did.
I mean,
we did.
I've been giving Feliciano a lot of shit, but he did very well today. I was happy. Special teams, like I said, was a whole different ball game. They've been our weakness, but like I said, for the last 2 minutes of the game, they did it. I mean, they finally did something right for the past 3 weeks. I'm very happy with them. Defense, God love Tate Crowder. He was our defense today. Adoree Jackson ruined the pooch. Yeah. Adoree Jackson kept screwing the pooch all game, and then he finally got his shit together the last quarter. And so I love seeing how Brian got the team together on the sidelines. We have not seen that in years.
Oh, man.
Them rallying behind each other. Teamwork. My God. I forgot how much I missed seeing that. Like I said, it was an ugly-ass win, but I will take it. Like I said, it's been too damn long since we've been 3-1. But, hey, they still – I mean, like they said, the Bears still have not allowed a touchdown. But, hey, I mean, when we lost both our quarterbacks, I was like, now what? And when they pulled out the Wildcat and all three running backs out there, I was like, am I watching a college game? But it worked.
That was desperation.
Yep. I mean, it worked. How we pulled it off, like I said, special teams pulled it out of their ass to win, to get us that turnover. But it was ugly. I mean, I'm happy that we got two touchdowns in the first half, even though they were on Jones's legs because he couldn't really throw for shit. The drop passes, come on, wide receivers, God damn it, you're in the NFL. If you touch it, you catch it. I'm tired of this. But, and I'm sorry, 88 has some big shoes to fill, and he ain't filling them. And no, I don't mean double E. Hell no. I mean everyone else that had that number, number 88, he's got, come on, dude. I mean, but hey, a win's a win. I could criticize and nitpick all game, but I'll take this win because it's going to be an early game next week. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the – I mean, we are 3-1. Holy crap. I'm so ecstatic about that. And I've been drinking all game, so I'm good.
All right. Carl, pick it up from there. 929-474-1713, Blue Show.
Oh, boy. I mean, hey, listen, on both sides. You know what? Let me. I'll do a positive thing here first. That was a coaching staff win more than anything else. I'm not totally sure what's going on the other side with Chicago in terms of what they're telling guys on both sides of the ball. Because in the first half, seeing the Giants basically run that bootleg play like 12 times and the Bears be fooled on it. And be fooled on it like 11 times. And I'm thinking to myself as I was, me and my old friends were, you know, from Chicago, we kind of text each other during the game and we're like, Bears are eventually going to catch on to this, right? Like, sooner or later. And they weren't catching on to it. And then in the second half, they finally started catching on to it. And then as we found out on the last bootleg play that they ran, that's the play that Jones gets hurt. Now, I kind of want to address that as well. You know, one part of the evaluation, quote unquote, of the quarterback, of course, has been trying to figure out whether or not he's good given circumstances. But the other equation that has to be factored in that, for some reason, it seems to kind of go kind of under the radar, is the ability to play 16 or, I guess, 17 games. And I don't know what this ankle injury is going to do to him going forward, but that hit me. I was like, you know, if this happens again where he has to miss, you know, multiple weeks, you know, that'll be, what, the fourth straight year that's happened. You know, eventually it's just what it is. But that's a small part. The worst part then was when the backup quarterback came into the game and, for reasons known only to him, tried to lower his head on the play where he loses the ball. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, wait a second. Bro, you do realize that you have to stay in the game and get through this game whatever way possible because the Giants don't have a third option. And so for him to do that, I just – I'm sorry. It's just situational awareness. To me, was just that one I don't understand. The special teams, as Lady Blue mentioned, you know, the guy going out of bounds for the second time in like three games. Can we stop doing that? That one has to stop. But all in all, you know, the defense played, you know, pretty well given the competition that they had. The Bears offense, for whatever reason, you know, they don't seem to trust the quarterback either. Oh, you know what? There was one thing I wanted to get into. I want to bring it up to all you guys and see what you guys think about it. At the end, for the second game in a row, at the end of the first half, the coach was essentially content with going into the locker room having scored no points at all or not trying to be aggressive to score any points at all. It happened with 2:30 to go in the first half on Monday, and it happened again today as well. Of course, the Giants don't have anybody to throw to, but given the situation, you know, if you're just going to concede the rest of the first half, then why not just you guys just take a knee then and say, hey, listen, guys, we're going into the half. But that told me, like, you know, what they thought of the quarterback by not doing that 2 weeks in a row.
Okay. Stay right there. Manny Dog, when we get to you, I want you to answer that one, what you just heard. So stand by, bro. Kristen, you're up, my love. Talk to me about what you saw today, concerns, feelings, appreciation, whatever you got.
I just want to touch on what Carl just said. Along with the bootleg plays, that cross blitz, they were killing that too.
They were.
I was waiting for them to get in on it. And I was like, they keep playing the same freaking thing over and over. The cross blitz worked. Okay? I'm not going to say it didn't. It worked. But we can't become predictable. We can't do that. Hats off to the safeties today, McKinney and Ward. Number 22, you're still a little sloppy. I'm a little disappointed from last week to this week. Galladay, you got to still get open, bro. You got to get open, okay? I'm not even going to say any more about that. Slayton, play, catch the damn ball, and you'll be able to get it too, okay? That's how it works. These guys, you got to catch the ball. Play your position and get open, and you'll be able to get it. DJ needs a sure thing, and he's not going to keep passing to people if you're going to drop the ball. Right?
Yep.
Thibodeau, hats off to him with the tip. The helmet-to-helmet stuff has to stop. It's just really getting out of control. People are really going to get hurt. I mean, and we have to do a revamp of our field. I really think that's our problem. This field is trash. Our field is trash. We need to really revamp it and do something with it. I just think it's terrible. Dexter Lawrence, I was excited about him today. Mondo did excellent. The injuries are just astronomical. I don't even know what to say. Crowder, hats off to him. Belton had a couple of good tackles today.
Belton's pretty damn good. I like him. He's coming. Belton's coming.
The touchdown with DJ was brilliant. Untouched. He just walked right in there. I loved it. I was going nuts.
He was by himself.
I loved it. Yep. All alone. Hudson, he did pretty good. Bellinger, hats off to him. But the drop passes have to stop. That cost us dearly. Jalen Smith had a big stop today. You can tell Chicago's defense adjusted second half. You can tell. Okay, and when we didn't, we kind of fell back into the old way of thinking for whatever reason that was, a quick, I don't know, maybe 6-7 minutes, it was garbage. And then we regrouped again. I don't know what that was all about, but Moreau and Pettis, that was a great matchup today and well executed. Oh, my God. Neil, I guess, is out with a neck, and DJ came back in. But I also agree with Carl with the quarterback thing. You're a second string for a reason. So for you to lower your head like that and put yourself in danger was a little careless.
It was.
That was really careless.
Question, though. I'm playing advocate here. Do you think he was thinking whether or not he was a second-string quarterback, or was he just trying to win?
Trying to win. I know that, but to be a second-string, you got to talk to yourself before you go out there. Listen, first-string just went out. DJ's sitting. We don't have 3 and 4 and 5 guys sitting on the bench waiting to go. We just don't have it. So, yeah, I understand he wants to win the game, but, again, it was just careless. We need Tyrod in the long run. God forbid something does happen to DJ. We need him. And, yes, everybody loves Tyrod. We all do. But he'll get his chance. Let's just use DJ for right now and keep the other ones healthy. The penalties, like I said, were a little silly, stupid little things when we could have really – the score should have been double what it was. It really should have been. We could have capitalized off a lot, and we didn't. So we do have some work to do, but overall, I'm happy with the slappy win. I'll take it. I'll take
it. Fair enough. Fair enough. Kristen, everybody. Oh, Manny Dogs is in the house. Here we go. Hey, Manny Dogs, answer that part that Carl had a comment about the, 2 minutes, I guess, left between in the last two.
Here's what happens with that, and I've been talking about this for a long time, and I talked about it today.
Yeah.
You do when a coaching staff does not trust a quarterback, that is what you see, okay? And you put the ball in the hands of your best player. A great coach, when you see a great coaching game, I think he alluded to, they won, that was a coaching win. great coaches put the ball in the hands of your talent. And that's what they did today. They don't trust Daniel Jones. They simplified the playbook today. I don't know if you guys recognize that. They simplified the playbook on play action, one read. It's run pass option. Is he open? No. Take it and run. Is he open? No. Take it and run. That's what they did, and it worked like a charm. Why did it work like a charm? Because Saquon Barkley was dashing them today. And because he ran like a bat out of hell, they had to respect every play-action pass. That's right. That part. Every right. time you saw Daniel Jones line up in a what the new NFL is, pass formation, he makes mm-hmm. bad throws, bad decisions, and he's late. That's what happens. And that's why we're not going, you know what, let's push this downfield. No, what we're going to do is we're going to try to catch him off guard, and we'll take what we can get, put the ball in your best player's hands. Now, let me address the defensive struggle or whatever they called it today. Today was a fun game to watch. And the reason why I know it's a fun game to watch is because I've been in these trenches. When you sitting there, what you're watching is two tough-ass defenses bang on each other and trying to stop the other O. So what happens? It comes down to your dogs. Your dog versus my dog. And listen, it was clear who the top dog was today. It was clear who the top dog was today. You know, the dude that we should probably trade by next week. We should probably trade him because he's not going to help us at all win games. Trade Saquon and bring at least three guys over. This is what I'm talking about. Now, I don't know if y'all pictured this part. And let me address to Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, if anybody ever gets into a game and goes, I am the backup, when you're in the game, if your mindset is backup, you should never leave the bench. You should never leave the bench. When he's in the game, he was trying to be a playmaker. That was as clear a head-to-head contact I've ever seen. No flag. He was trying to make a play. That's what I get it. You got to be careful. They needed the first down. He tried to make a play. That's what any quarterback who got any kind of cojones is going to try to do. He's going to try to make a play. He didn't think he was going to get his head beat in. And that was, I mean, it was a spear. It was clear head-to-head. They blew that call. Addressing the did y'all see when Daniel Jones came back into the game, the amount of boos was deafening.
That was
deafening. They went to Wildcat. You know why you go to Wildcat? Because you rely on your talent. Who's the most talented player right now? Oh, that guy. Put him at quarterback, run Wildcat. And even the announcers say, oh, they were more functional at Wildcat than they were with DJ.
That's what you said.
So what are we doing? Listen, I would have took Saquon Barkley throwing a pass. I would have took it. Try it. Give it a shot. I don't care. At this point, what could it hurt? The interception Tyrod Taylor threw, he threw a rocket. It was a 50-50 ball, and it was just as good as a punt. If it's going to get picked off, it got picked off at the 2 or 3 yard line. Cool. No harm, no foul. I agree with you, Chris. Davis Webb needs to be called up. We need a quarterback. And going back to we got spoiled for 16 years. We had one quarterback.
Yeah.
We had one quarterback. We got spoiled. Yeah. This kid that's supposed to be the future has not been healthy at all since his rookie year. Has not.
Nope.
The first ability you need to have is availability. And he's not there. So I'm happy we're 3-1. I love what we're doing. Keep winning ugly. Win 6-0. I'm cool. And as far as Goat Gano, listen, man, he sneezed in the middle of the kick. I saw it was a sneeze. That's all. That's all that was. Allergies. It was allergies, man. Bleed blue.
99.77417171. It's the Bleed Blue Show. You listening to the smartest people that ever picked up a goddamn phone and talked blue to your ass. And here's another one right here. This is DB. DB, do your thing. Go ahead and shout, bro.
Look, man, Manny Dogs took a lot of my thunder, so I'm going to do some piggybacking on this segment. But look, let's go to that segment of the game where the Boo Birds came out, at home, at MetLife. There's only one reason why fans of any sport anywhere in the world will boo, because they're not happy with the product that they're seeing on the field. When I talk about that product, I'm talking about DJ, a.k.a. Dumpster Juice, Daniel Jones. He does not need to be there. He is who he is. He's not good. He never will be good. And that's the end of story.
He did play a halfway decent game today. Give him a little tiny bit of love.
I'm still not impressed. It's not enough. It's not enough. Like Manny Dog said, they simplified the game. They dumbed it down for him. And it's inexcusable. When it comes to playing the position of quarterback, he can't do it. Just like the Dallas game last week, if he's forced to throw his way to victory and make good decisions, he doesn't. So when all of a sudden Tyrod Taylor comes in, look how it changed. Immediately it changed. The offense was picked up. It's like the crowd got hyped. Everything changed because guess what? They know that Tyrod is going to make better decisions than Dumpster Juice. And that's what it comes down to. This guy is a horrible decision maker. Manny Dogs and I sat there and watched him eyeball a receiver and throw it right to Eddie Jackson, the safety. Thank God there was no one playing the zone and it was all man and there was no one spying, or else that would have been an automatic interception because he threw it right to a blanketed receiver. Again, it all comes back to freaking decision making. That's why when you hear me talk about employee number eight, these decision making is horrible. I would ask any one of you, get a blank piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. You tell me all the positives that overcome the negatives with this moron, and I'll gladly debate you. So get him out of here. It's time for a new quarterback. Tyrod did his thing. They missed the call. Get Davis Webb in there. If Tyrod has a concussion, that sucks, but we need a true quarterback in there. Barkley for president, because this guy literally had New York on his back. And shout out to Wink Martindale for changing his name from Stink Martindale last week back to Wink Martindale and getting his defense where it needs to be. I don't know. We had four sacks. We had some pressures going. That's what I'm talking about. We got to keep it up 3-1. And guess what? If we had a quarterback, we would have beat Dallas. So there you go. In terms of talent, there's no talent at the number eight right there. That's it. Everywhere else, we kind of got some stuff cooking. But that number eight, get him out of here. Bleed blue.
Man, okay, hold up. There you go. Okay, sorry. That's DB, everybody. 929-477-4171. Dre is in the house. Dre, what you see tonight? What's up?
Was good. Yeah, I was at the game front and center. I told y'all last week I was going to be in the building, whether it's tailgating or at the game. And they listened. They heard me because I told them they better ball out. I said they better ball out, throwback uniforms, ball out, make us proud. Now, having said that, I'm not going to bash DJ. He ran the two touchdowns. Good for him. First half was pretty decent, like you said. He's pretty decent. Okay, that Wildcat was pretty freaky. The reason why we did it was, you know, DJ ankle messed up. He was only balling out on the read option when he could take off with his wheels, you know, run. They took that away from him. His ankle was messed up, so he can't sit back there and pass the ball, so we had to do the Wildcat. Because his only success today was running that bootleg. And yeah, they did that thing like 2 million times and they couldn't stop it. So kudos to the offensive coordinator to keep on calling it when it worked. We all know in the past when plays work, we get away from those plays and that's how we lose. So they actually coached smart today. Galladay has got just, I ain't say nothing about him. Saquon, you know, Saquon did his thing. Jackson pissed me off on that interception because they actually was running towards me. So I had the POV decision on that. But yeah, he got his act together on fourth quarter. The thing about the Tyrod thing, yeah, he was only trying to make a play. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't give a damn if you six-string quarterback. Once you're in there, you QB1. You need to think like QB1. Look at last year when DJ got hit in Dallas. What did he do to Reg next game he came back? Laid out for a damn pass. Remember that one-handed grab? He laid out for a pass.
Right.
He was just thinking like QB1. See what I'm saying? He was trying to make a play. And so was Tyrod. I don't know why we don't have three quarterbacks, man. I can't remember the last time that we didn't carry three quarterbacks. I really don't know what that's all about this year.
Steve didn't think we needed that, but they haven't coached before, not the Giants anyway. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's
yeah. But check it out. Hey, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. We 3-1. Go Big Blue. That's all I gotta say.
Dre, we love you, man. Thank you so much, homie. Great year, everybody. 929-477-4171. Big Sean, I ain't seen you in a long time, man. I think you was on Thursday show though. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on? Yeah, I was at Thursday show. You know, I have listened to the archives. I just been real busy. It was good with you. Everything all right?
Oh man, you know, man, this is a 1 hour show, not a 9 hour show. You know, you call him about the Giants.
Gotcha. Hey yo, so when I just clicked in and heard someone talk about, you know, Daniel Jones and stuff like that, and I'm trying to be respectful, so I'm gonna be as nice as I can be right now. So check this out. Not trying to go back into the past, but that Cowboy game, there's no quarterback in the history of the NFL that would have pulled that game out without wide receivers. We have no fucking wide receivers. No one that can, you know, that, as you can see today, even catch the ball. No separation, no nothing. And even with that Dallas game, with almost less than 2 minutes left, we still had a chance to win the game. Basically, that's the best game I've seen any quarterback play. Well, not any quarterback, but Daniel Jones play because of how he was getting beat up and hit. When you don't have a line and no wide receivers, no quarterback, not even Brady can be successful because all that quick pass, you don't have no one to pass it to. That is the problem. And, I mean, I know we got haters out there. I'm not really that fond of Daniel Jones, but damn, people, like, come on now. Like, you must just have blinders on seeing last week's game. Like, people just didn't understand the game, like, what was going on. We have no wide receivers. I'm happy we 3-1 because we can easily be 0-4. So the coaching, a lot of luck. I mean, we're doing what we can do to keep it close and have the defense just hanging in there for us. I mean, we all know what we need in the draft, man. And hopefully the pass rush can, you know, do more things and get to the quarterback even more. But it's just that receiving core. When I was, you know, on this air, on this radio show Thursday, my man Carson made the perfect point. No team in the NFL, and I'll even add, no team in college will want any of our receivers on our team. None. That's how bad the talent is. And I don't even understand how we can get players that are no good at the wide receiver spot. How is that possible?
All right.
Well,
hold on.
Baby, by the time it's an hour show. Do your thing, Rob. Go Big Blue, happy for the win. Go on, do your thing.
All right, I'm going to do my thing. But I'm going to say this, too. Say this in this. All right, the question was about the game. So let me just say this. Kenny Golladay, 4 targets, didn't catch shit. David Sills caught 1 fucking catch. 5 yards, I don't know. Richie James, a fumble and a catch for 9 yards. I don't know what Darius Slayton's problem is. I really don't. I really do not. Even the P.I. that he got that was in the Giants' favor, he should have watched that fucking ball, too. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. But I do know one thing. You don't belong on his team anymore, man. Yes, we do have wide receivers. Yes, we do have talent, Big Sean. Yes, we do. Okay? We don't
on a wide receiver?
We do. Yes, we do. They don't have to. Look, you can't have. It's very rare to get 100 catch, 2,000-yard wide receivers on your roster every damn year.
25. Give me 25.
But we do have receivers. Nonetheless, we do have receivers that are slot receivers. We do have receivers that are downfield receivers. We do have receivers that are paid to be receivers. But they didn't receive because of whatever the reason is, and I used to think the play call, and I don't necessarily think there's a problem anymore. Everybody agrees that we don't have the greatest quarterback situation in the world. I can go with that. And if you don't have that, then you're probably not going to get your receivers the ball very often. I see shit like the personal problem with fucking Kenny Golladay, and also I'm looking at the shit with Jack Darius Layton. I'm looking at that and saying, I don't think any other team has that shit. That I do know. Okay? So, we are not. I'm looking up at the board, and for some reason, we still 3-1 in the National Football League. And I'm hearing ain't no fucking talent on this team at the same time. So, I have to call out bullshit on it. Really do.
I'm standing on the wide receiver. That's all I'm saying.
You can stand on day long, bro, but that's a moot point, bro. We could use some better wide receivers. We could use some better quarterbacks. Okay?
My man Bowles went to the Super Bowl with no line, but he had receivers. If you have no line and no receivers, there's no quarterback that can make it work, bro.
Okay, but who's talking?
If we even had one, I'd be like, all right, what are we working with here?
Who's talking about the Super Bowl? Where you get that Super Bowl from? Where you get that from, bro?
No, I'm saying Cincinnati. My man had no line, but at least he had receivers to throw it to when he had time. Like, we have no receivers and no line.
You had a real quarterback. You had a real quarterback.
Okay, but that minus is
three. We don't have a Super Bowl quarterback. Burrows is a Super Bowl quarterback. He's damn near elite level now with still no goddamn line. So I don't know, bro.
But he got receivers, bro.
He got a lot of people coming up.
He got receivers. I'm just saying he got receivers.
So
you saying we got down the field receivers, even if there is Tony, who always hurt for some damn reason, but he can make a rap video. When the last time he scored a touchdown?
Well, because he couldn't because he was making rap videos that shit pissed me off, too. You're right about that one. Anyway, all right, Big John, 929-477-4171. Look who is finally back in the house.
Coaching, man. Come on, man. You know this team is coaching, man, that would take this team. They proved it the last few weeks, man. Coaching. Coaching, man. You change up your scheme. You're playing chess out here, man.
Bro, you know that intro? That intro you just gave, it proved me right with this coaching staff. We've been dumpster fire since the last past 5 years because coaching, bro. And once you get a good, competent coaching staff up in here, your players believe, you start getting better results. But I want to say, man, Manny Dawgs killed it with his when he came in there, he said everything. Like everything he said was on point about the Giants. Daniel Jones is not a trusted quarterback, and I don't know if it's the Morris that still wants to see something out of this guy because I don't know. It's just I just don't understand why he's just that guy for us right now. But when you don't have no and the guy who just got off the phone, he said something too. It's everybody is right in some ways, man. But Manny Dawgs kind of like smashed it. Our receivers right now, the ones that's playing, are trash. Davis Sills should never be on the field. I don't know why. He's a special teamer. He is not
a threat. When you have a team that defenses don't respect your quarterback, these are the games you're going to have. Period. All our games going to be ugly because Daniel Jones is not that dude. Something I see with him, he plays timid and he's not confident. If you're not confident now, you will never be.
Yeah.
You will never be. I'm sorry. He is who he is. That's all you're going to get from him. A bootleg sometime, run the fourth couple of first downs, dink and dunk, and scared to take the deep throws because he doesn't have a strong arm. Period. That's what it is. You can't make nothing else out of Daniel Jones. He is what he is. Barkley is that dog. But when a defense knows that's all you have, that's why they was biting on that play act, that bootleg like that. Because Saquon, when he gets the ball, he makes something happen. And they just didn't want this guy to gash him all game. So they was falling for that play action, and that's why it worked. Second half, they got on it. We went away from it. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to adjust. This game was ugly. I knew it was going to be ugly. I told anybody I talked to this is going to be an ugly game. It's because our wide receivers and our O-line is still not right. I think it would have been a better game if Wandale Robinson and the Joker could finally get on the field and play.
Where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
He's hurt.
That's a good.
He's hurt. Why? It's because MetLife's field, MetLife turf does it again. Now, I don't care what nobody say. I can't stand turf no more. I really can't. Not for just our team, for any team. That is destroying a lot of football careers, man. Go back to old grass. It gives when your legs get caught. It will give. Your cleats will give. That turf is not going to give, my boy. It is just not.
You know what? The MetLife Stadium had the same thing, though, Big O. Remember? We had talked about that one time on the show a long time ago.
Right, right.
They had this.
Right.
There's something about the field. I don't know why.
There's something about the field. But when this should address this, when Tyrod came for that little few, whether it's four or five plays, whatever, you seen the energy of the team change.
He knew
exactly where to go because he's a veteran. He knows where to go. That play he took and got hurt and got smashed, I expected him to do that because it was a point of the game that we need that first down, and I got to do what the hell I got to do to get it. So I'm not mad at him for dropping his head and trying to go. What I'm mad at is if it was Tom Brady or somebody else, the refs would have threw the damn flag. That was a helmet-to-helmet hit, clearly. And you don't call it. So I feel like teams just hate the Giants, refs and all. It's like nobody is. I just don't get it. And then another thing with this in this game, I hate every time we do something positive, a flag come right after it, or a bonehead play. I just can't stand that. This team needs to get out of that. I don't understand the funk this team been in the last past 5 years, but they need to start getting out of that shit, man. This game really had my blood pressure up and down, up and down. I know Daniel Jones is not that guy. Everybody should know it. He can only do what he can do. He's just a game manager, if that. This game here, like Manny said, they simplified it for him. It was a one read and run. You know, you can't win games too many games like that. You got to have more in the package as a commanding chief of an offense, man. This team here needs a lot. It needs receivers. You cannot win the last guy said Burrows is and also Chris, you said Burrow is that guy. Yes, he is. But Jamar Chase helped him win a lot of games last year. Now he has a dog as receiver. What that does is make defense respect you. When somebody can take the top off of defense, Kenny Golladay has cement fives on, man. He cannot cut. He's slow. He is not that dude no more, man. All he is a good possession receiver, and he can win 50-50 balls. But if you can't block that, you're not going to see it, man. Right now, he's non-effective for us, man. And we gave this man some money that is killing us right now. I want him off the team. I felt that if we kept Bachman versus Sills, Bachman at least know how to fall get in the soft spot of the field and get a first down. There's a bootleg. Daniel Jones ran a bootleg, and all Sills had to do was just go up the field a little bit, and he ran right with the corner. That is unacceptable, man. Unacceptable. So, yeah, this team got a lot a lot of holes to fill. And linebacker today, Trotter showed up, but Crowder is not that guy. He is trash. Today, I felt the only reason why he stepped up real good is because, yeah, I don't like him, man. Just this, he misses a lot of tackles, man. And on pass plays, you can get him. You can get him easy, bro. It's just the only reason why I felt today he had a good game, Smith was on that field. When you got somebody that's behind you on your back that can take your position out your hands, man, you're going to step it up. So today he played a good game. He played an all right game. But you need to do it week in and week out. You need to be consistent. Because I watch when they send him on blitz plays, he'll run right into the lineman and can't get off. And certain things, it's just with him, he's a liability out there. I just don't like him, man. Maybe y'all see something else, but I'm kind of detailed when I watch shit, man. And he's just light in the ass, and it's just not that guy, man. But Dexter Lawrence, please, he's a beast. Our D-line is starting to get there. We miss Lorenzo Williams because if he was there, I think we would have been wrecking more shop. But other than that, man, the defense played a solid game, man, the game they're supposed to play. But our offense is horrendous right now, man, because we cannot put the points. We should be blowing a team like a Chicago out, man. Yeah, it was a dogfight. And the only reason why it was a dogfight, again, we got Daniel Jones, man. We don't have nobody that can really, really tear a team apart, and we don't got no receivers. So these are the type of games to be expecting, man. You know what I'm saying? And then that last week's game with Dallas, that was a winnable game, man, but we just didn't have enough to do it. And that's it, man. That's the bottom line with this team.
Stand by, D.
Bleed blue.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Here we go. All right. Stand by, big old man,
because
I need you to hang out, man. Don't
uh-huh.
go hang up yet.
I got you. I'm
all
here.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere.
All right, man. Hey, nice to hear you again, bro. You know how we love you.
And you too, my brother. You know I love you too, bro.
All right. 929-477-4171. I want to share a story with you, guys. It's not a real story. So I was on my day job. Everybody knows I'm a music executive. So I was in the studio this week, and during the break, this guy whose name just happens to be Daniel, that works there. He's a diehard Patriot fan, and he was listening to a podcast on his speaker, right? It was loud. And it was similar to ours, not as sophisticated, but it was, you know, it was kind of boring, but it was talking. And they were trashing Mac Jones for doing this. They were trashing Belichick for doing that or whatever the case was. But the thing that I noticed was that they are so entitled to winning that they kept saying things like, yeah, this needs to be cleared up before the fifth week because we don't want our first round bye. We want to at least have a first round bye standing, whatever you call it. They want to be in the position when they make the playoffs, which they are entitled to, they feel. They want to be in a situation where they can get a first round bye and all of this other shit. And it was like they assumed. They had this attitude. And it wasn't pushy. It wasn't ugly. It wasn't what's the word I'm trying to find here? They just had this attitude of, we're gonna be in the playoffs regardless. We don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not expecting to be a fourth, you know, we're not gonna win four games. You know, we're going to have some ugly games because of Mac Jones and because of Belichick's play calling. And we hate Joe Judge. The Giants should have kept him is one of the things I heard. I was like, nah. Right? But their whole thing was, yo, we're going to be there. You know, how we perform when we get there is another story. But we're going to be there because this is what we do. We are a playoff team. We are a team that's going to fucking destroy you each and every fucking week or compete on a level to where you're going to respect us. That was their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
The entire fucking show, 2 hours, they were like, yeah, so anyway, when we get in January and we have to play Pittsburgh or some stupid team like that, we're probably going to have to see the Bills again. And it wasn't, I'm telling you, it wasn't, they weren't coming. The thing I'm trying to express was, they weren't coming from an area of I'm delusional or
right.
I'm making up shit or I'm dreaming
mm-hmm.
of
I wish we had a better quarterback. I wish we had a better fucking secretary. They weren't coming from that era. They were coming from, well, we're going to win. Now, how we're going to perform in the playoffs, I'm concerned about right now in the third week. And I'm like, damn, what a nice attitude to have. And then I started being, you know, the old man that I am, and I said, you know, if podcasts and all that shit was, and the internet and all that shit was around, like, say, I don't know, ballpark 86, 87, this is probably how we would have been, you know? And if we want to get to that level, we gotta start from scratch. We got to get to that point where we're going to have to change our entire attitude club-wise. So then everybody knows that, you know, me and DB most of the time, you know, we're offline and shit, and we're probably talking about we're talking about what this club needs or what should have happened or who should have said something or whatever the fucking case may be, right? and so I remember thinking about earlier this year about the and Billy Bob, you're next for a reason. I'm getting to you next for a reason. Lady Blue, don't slap me because you love me, so shut up. Okay, so here's the thing. I was thinking, I said to myself, I said, you know, Joe, I went back to one of Joe Shane's, to his press conference, and he says, what we're going to have to do before we solve the salary cap, before we solve some of our injury issues that we've had, before we do anything with dead money, before we do anything before the draft, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to change the air in the building. That's what he said. I think I know what he's talking about. And the stuff that we're discussing today on this show right now is part of that discussion. You see, because every one of us, even though we may not agree on every little tiny thing, you know, Tate Crowder had a good game, maybe trash. Daniel Jones is not the man, maybe he had a good game. Barkley should be traded. Oh, wait a minute, he had 150 yards today. Whatever the case is, which is what Giants fans do, first and foremost, we do know one goddamn thing. We love this team enough to give a fuck about how they do in the future, to how they excel from here, and how they And what kind of winning pedigree we actually do have, you know? So I'm saying that to say this. If we are truly Giant fans, all of us that got these goddamn hats, these jerseys, these banners, myself, I got the decals in the back and I got the fucking license plates and I got the shit in front of the hat, in front of the house. And I got all this stuff on right here on the walls, and I got my Lawrence Taylor jersey right over here to the right in my office, and all of that stuff. If I'm invested in this stuff, then I want them to win, then I'm going to be a pro Giants fan. I'm not going to diminish their talent. I'm not going to diminish. I'm going to be really critical of what they do in the front office. I'm sorry, I have to do that. That's just going to happen, right? But I'm also going to be riding with them, ride or friggin' die, just like I do with Wu-Tang Clan. That's another story. All right? And that's how it's going to have to be. When you're a Giant fan, you in with these motherfuckers all the way through. You don't have a moment where you control. You may have a moment where you might have hated Eli, but you love that motherfucker. You hate to see... You kind of laugh at Michael Strahan on the $10,000 pyramid, but when you go back to your videos, you love 92, and especially against the run, okay? There's something certainly wonderful about being a big blue fan, all right? Now, what I'm not going to do, and I'm not calling anybody out right now because I'm going to let y'all have this because we're going into the second part of the show right now. And all y'all, I see y'all in the queue, and I know who's listening, and I know who's not, all right? What I'm not going to do is diminish this team's talent at all. That shit can't happen, yo.
if you call yourself a fan, you could be critical of how we play, how we execute, and the mistakes we make. This was just, you know, that's fair. But don't fuck us up, man. You don't fuck the inside of your house up because you don't like the carpet. All right? You just can't do that. So I'm going to start again. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Week 4 Roundup, 929-477-4171. Check us out on the archives and everything, and we're going to start right now. Billy Bob, you got something to say? Let's have it.
You're damn right I got something to say, because I was in my spinning last Thursday when I had to go on this little rant and rave about how some people thought we ain't got enough talent, or regardless of how y'all feel, we don't have enough talent. We got Brian Daboll, we got Wayne, that's enough to get us above 500. Some of these folks were saying they ain't even expect the Giants to be over 500. We was above 500. I get it. We might not have the receivers that we really truly want. And I get it. We don't have the two defensive linemen that we don't have. We don't have a top-notch quarterback. But at the same time, we cannot keep coming in every season talking about this is a rebuild year. Or how y'all want to call it. I said, damn it, it's enough for us to win this game division. That's the whole division and all that.
I'm losing you, bro. Bro. Yeah, you coming in and out now, man. Coming in and out, man.
Listen. Y'all can tell what Dallas got. Y'all can tell what Philly got. I don't care. I said, this is a messed up live on the winning division. It's not all the talent. We say it's just a talent on record out the window. It's anybody's division. I just said, bro, we got enough to come in this year and make something happen. I don't care who's on the team now. I'm tired of all the problems that we've been through. I'm tired of it. We should just make it happen. Regardless of who on the damn team, I don't give a damn to Danny Jones or anybody. And yes, I said, and I told y'all, we need to look at preseason. There were some people that were balling preseason that should be playing right now. David Wells, how he had control, how he had command of the offense.
Whatever he was.
How he had command of the offense. The wide receiver, Adam Burtman. How you were looking like a Wes Walker, or how you want to say Julian Adams, you were looking good. I'm not saying, why are these people not playing? We can criticize the one we got now, but I'm trying to figure it out. And all I just said, just don't get pushed again.
Yo,
find a way
wait, Billy Bob, you disappearing. Bro, you disappearing. Your connection's getting bad, bro. Your connection's getting bad.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Now we got you. That's better. That's better. Good.
That's all I said. I just said find a way to make it work. I ain't care. I don't give a damn how Carl said it. We don't have all this talent. I just say make it work now. It's to the point where I say we should be making it work. We are a football team. We got pros on the team. Damn it, make it work. That's all I said. And there was so much criticism talking about they didn't even expect us to be above 500. Man, y'all got, like, messed up. I say, you know, Brian Daboll and Whit Martindale, that's good enough. Because I'm fairly sure Josh Allen was going through the same shit, too. He was going through the same shit, too. And now look at us now. I don't give a damn we're ugly, blowouts. As long as we find a way to bend their win, that's good enough for me. Good enough for me, bro. That's what I really got to say. I don't even care about today's game. I was just telling y'all we got a good coach. We got some good coaches. That's enough to win. Y'all should be happy with that. Sit back and relax.
Sit back and relax. We got enough to win. Lady Blue, then Carl. Go. 929-477-4171.
I'm just happy we got a damn another win, that's all. We can be as critical as we want. We did it. It's sloppy. It was ugly. But, hell, a win's a win. We all know we have shit to fix. They know they have shit to fix. Let's just take it one week at a time and just wallow and be happy in this damn win, people. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Carl, you are up, sir.
So I actually find it offensive that the idea of internal, let's just say, evaluation of your team or whatever. Like, I don't believe in the idea of, like, these fan rules. I think that's stupid. But
the idea of what? I didn't do that. The idea of what?
The idea of internal, the term I'll probably, I'm trying to think of the right term I should use. Internal self-evaluation. Let's use that. You said something along the lines of, well, fans can't or should not criticize their team or, you know, dirty up their own house or whatever.
I didn't say
however
that.
It was phrased. Okay, rephrase
okay.
exactly
right.
what you said.
Okay.
No, I'm asking, rephrase exactly what you said.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, you're asking me? I'm saying
right,
if
I'm
you
asking
are
you
a
specifically
fan.
Rephrase.
Okay, this is what I this is
doing,
what I
sir?
Meant.
All right.
Okay, this is what I meant. If you are a fan of a team, like for me, I'm a fan of many, probably New York City teams, right? But
right.
more specifically, the New York Giants. One thing I can do is I can criticize the coaching. I can criticize the playing. I can criticize the players. I can criticize our recent road trip or whatever like that. As a fan, I could do that. But I'm going to stand by my team. I'm not going to criticize the talent and the ability of my team to execute and win or compete in a particular contest. That you can't do. And I'm going to tell you where this is just me. Everybody has a different perspective or where they come from or how they've learned this particular attitude. For me,
right.
I am a 1970s Converse-wearing, Porterfield-wearing, goddamn big Afro pick in the friggin' hair type basketball around the back in the playground type of brother. I'm him.
Okay.
I'm that guy. So from that perspective, I'm coming from the fact that every time we hit the court with our team, or whoever I'm representing, I am riding or dying with you, whether we win or not. Okay, that doesn't make me delusional. In today's world, it's like, okay, well, they lost, so how can you be a fan of theirs? Well, I tell you why. Because
I mean, some
fans
are,
horse,
but
would you pick a horse, a boxer, a team? You must ride or die with them. That's the school I come from. The New York
okay.
Giants are my football team. So, yes, I can say we suck or I can say that we are champions. That's the then. We either suck or we're cool. But what I can't say is that we don't have a good enough team to compete with you because I'm telling you that we're losers. That we're resigned to this level of ineptitude where we cannot freaking talk about being any better than we are. Okay?
So this is
that's
just a rule that you're
about.
I just want to clarify this. So this is essentially just a rule you're making up. This is not
No,
this,
I'm not it's not a rule I'm making up. There's about 3 or 4 million people that think the way I do. There's about 3 or 4 million people that think the way I do. And 5 of them are on this call right now, believe it or not.
I mean that's fine, you know. Hey, you know, have the confetti come down from the ceiling or something. That's fine. You know, I take a very cold, pragmatic approach to all of this. So, is the team good? You can if you want to debate that, that's fine. I'm just telling you that talent-wise, relative to the rest of the league, Giants are probably in the bottom. I'd say bottom 6 or 7 in the league. Now, can they scheme their way to a couple more wins this season? That's possible. I mean, they're over-under before the season was 7 wins. So they're at, what, 3 now? 7 seems like a reasonable number to expect the rest of the season. Now,
so
that's fine. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. In this pragmatic approach, are you saying that it doesn't matter whether you're a Giants fan, correct?
That's correct.
In what
but
way
I'm
are
not
you a Giants fan?
I root for the process. The results come from the process. So I don't have the idea of rosy colored glasses. I had that when I was like, I don't know, 15 years old. But as time goes along and you see how the sausage is made and you see what process works from which doesn't, you then can make an evaluation based on that. The idea of, like, rosy, you know, colored glasses and all this other stuff, like,
what?
I watch other games. I watch other sports. You know, we see what we see. You know, I'm not gonna piss on somebody and tell them it's raining. Like, that's not how I operate. If someone else has a problem with that, hey, that's fine. I'm not going to change the way I think to make somebody else happy. I'm sorry. That is not happening.
And I don't remember anybody asking you to do that, but I will ask you this. How
it
can
is
you
implied.
Call, is it by who?
That's the answer to your question. It is implied.
So, okay. All right. So let me ask you this then.
Yes.
So you are, like, I am a diehard Giants fan. Is that what you are?
But what does that mean? What does that mean? Explain diehard. I feel like that's a phrase that people just throw out, but there's no context to the term.
Carl, you're the one who not too long ago won Giant fan of the – I mean, sports fan of the year or whatever it is on the Bleed Blue Show, dude. You should tell me
that's
what
correct.
It is. Okay.
I feel like being honest. I feel like being honest and being someone that sees what they see and can make an evaluation based on that. It is not lying to anybody. I don't believe in lying to anyone.
Who's lying?
If the team is good, I'll tell you it's good. If the team is bad, I'll tell you it's bad. If the process sucks, I'll tell you it sucks. Process is good, I'll tell you it's good.
Do you root for bad teams?
Do I root for bad teams? I want bad teams to be better. I want bad teams to be better. Do I root for them to be bad? I want them to improve.
Okay.
But I'm not. Oh, if the team sucks, I'm not going to be like, you know what? They suck. But yeah, and contort myself into some other position. I'm sorry. So when you said earlier, the reason why I took offense with this is because you said I'm not trying to call anybody out. You knew exactly what you were saying by saying that. So that's why I went and had to confront you based on that statement.
Oh, okay. So
when you made the So you knew what you were saying and you knew who you were trying to address, but you could have just said, "Hey, Carl, I take issue with this," but you didn't say that. So that's why I'm trying to say, wait a second,
so you take,
just come out
so you
and just
take,
say it.
Okay, so you take issue with me not saying it.
Right, just say it. Like, what was the issue with not saying that?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because this is a sports podcast, and there are 9 other listeners on this show right now. And as host, I'm not going to just go out there and all out of – this ain't Jerry Springer. You know,
yeah, and I love you by the way.
What we can do is have a civilized conversation, to a degree of, well, I'm not going to call anybody out, but there is a problem in the way our fandomship has been addressed. If you don't like the team, you shouldn't be a sports fan, bro. I'm just saying that. I'm going to say that now, since you decided you wanted to call me out on this. You shouldn't be a fan of the Giants then. If we suck that bad and our talent is fucking nondescript, then you shouldn't even be a fan of the Giants. I don't even understand that.
No, they suck today. But eventually, given the right process, they will improve. Hopefully that is the case. We have been hoping for that for a while. That's all we are hoping for. I think you would agree with that as well. So that's all we're hoping for. But, of course, we know, as we have seen from the previous years, that some parts of this process has been bad. And we know what bad looks like because we have seen good in the past. So
yes,
when
we
see good in the past, we know what So that's my point, is that we know what the good part looks like. And we know how the building actually works because we've seen it before. But we also have seen the other side of that. And when we see the other side of that, there is a portion of the fan base that didn't want to believe that that was actually happening. For you to disagree with that, or anybody else on this call, by the way, to disagree with that, I don't know what to tell you. But we know what the good looks like, and we can only hope going forward that we see that and the team improves and becomes better off because of it.
Okay, so hold on a second before I bring in, because we've taken too much of our time and we've taken it away from our other callers. So hold on a second. Let me ask, but I have to both.
Like I said, I love you. So
okay, yeah, okay, cool. But let me ask you this question though. Okay, so the team is the team is devoid of talent. Okay, but
that's right.
Where do they go from here? What
You're a Giant fan, so you tell me, where do they go from here?
Right. Okay. The answer to that question is right now they are trying to.
I'm not talking about before because it was fucked up. You have license there.
Right.
But now, where do they go from here?
What they are trying to do is cleanse out the past as much as they humanly possible. Unfortunately, there are some players that cannot be removed. We know who they are. We won't say who their names are on the team that has to be removed.
Well, you call me out. You might as well call him.
Okay. Galladay, we all just talked. I mean, we've been talking about him for weeks. We all know who – they can't get rid of him because the salary cap doesn't allow them to get rid of him. So we all know that. And they also had to take on Jones because the owner basically forced them to do so. Otherwise, if Jones wasn't a factor, they would have started this entire thing from scratch. But they couldn't. So that's why this particular season has been sort of muddled in a way in which – they are forced to take on this guy and this guy and this guy when they would prefer to have the slate clean. But unfortunately, they can't do that, so they have to essentially make do with what they have, at least for this particular season. By the time you reach next season, I would bet you right now, at least 50% of this roster won't be here. So it's going to be very difficult to evaluate what you see right now because half those guys right now that you see today, they're not going to be on the team next year.
I hope not. But I tell you what, let me ask you this one now. Okay, I know you guys. Hold on a minute. I have to get this out. This
and everybody else can chime in, by the way. I will open up to everybody
very
follow up this conversation.
Hold on. Let me ask this. Was Galladay a talent, a potential talent when we signed him for $75 million? In your
That's
opinion?
Debatable because he only played, I believe, 3 games in the season before he was signed. He had some mysterious injury that kept him out for a majority of his last season in Detroit. Whether he was supposed to come back or not is debatable, but it's an argument that can be made that the Giants were signing a lemon the second he was signed because there was, I believe, almost no interest in him from anybody else at the time he was a free agent. So the Giants were the only team that was competing essentially for his services, specifically at the cost that he was being asked to sign. So there was a lot of stuff going into the signing that was very, very problematic. And all that has really sort of played out are all those problems that sort of preceded Galladay signing with the team to begin with.
Okay. All right.
So when someone says Galladay needs to step up, or Galladay is dogging you or whatever, I would simply say, well, before he came to the team, he wasn't playing. What made you think that anything was going to literally change between then and now? It's basically kind of been the same thing.
Well, I didn't want to fucking first
agree.
Place.
I agree because Galladay only had 2 touchdowns in the year of 2020 with Detroit. That's the last time this man has ever seen the end zone.
That's a fact.
Right.
Kristen.
Right.
Chuck
with Detroit, Kristen. Not with us.
Okay. All right. Chime in, Matty Dogs. In fact, chime in, but don't talk to on top of everybody.
Well, first of all, when I was a young boy, I was Giants fan.
No, listen, man. Look, hey, Carl, I love you, bro. But here's what I'm feeling, right? I feel like you got to spend it. I get that, but you have to understand some of the things that you say can be offensive to people's. And this is a show as a podcast in which we can trade back blows and talk about that stuff. I don't think anything's personal. I don't think anything is like, you know, calling you out. But at the end of the day, if you make a statement, if you make a statement, you're going to open it up to somebody to rebut it. Now, if we're looking at the question Chris asked, where do we go from here? At this point, we go to next week is where we go from here. And we try to rally whatever we can to get one more win. And that's the process we have. Whether we're going to have talent later or better talent, whether we have better talent in preseason, doesn't matter. At this point right now with what we have, with all the teams that may have quote-unquote more talent, because that's the word talent is so debatable, and I think that's why it's such a hot fire button, right, is because it's a very – It's fluid, right? It's hard to pinpoint. But if you ask if the Ravens had better talent, Yeah, right. But we got a better record. So at right. this point, right now, if we go game by game, we're sitting exactly where we want to be outside of the Cowboys game. So it's a matter of understanding what we have. There's a lot of things that go on with this organization, and we got dope fans, man. There's times where me and Billy Bob sometimes are on the opposite ends of the spectrum, right? But at the end of the day, we're going to ride together, and we just want to see the big blue wrecking crew win. Sometimes it comes off as if you don't want to see it. Like, that's how sometimes – now, you may not mean it that way, but I admire your research. I admire your analytical skills about how you do your research and you dissect talent and all that good stuff. I appreciate it, right? But at the same time, I come from a different perspective. Billy Bob come from a different perspective. DB come from a different perspective. And so when you are making statements, no matter who you are, you have to understand that there are going to be some fire back. And sometimes it can come off as if even in the middle of a warm bath, you're like, somebody's going to shit in here. And if it's like we can't talk about somebody maybe shitting in the tub. Let's just chill in the hot tub. He's like, yes, but statistics show that somebody's going to take a shit in this hot tub. And it's like, Paul, let us enjoy the hot tub, man. That's all it is, bro. And it's love. It's straight love. And I would hate for you to not be on this show because you C-Notes is the shit. You bring an important part to this show. But you got to understand, when you say something, somebody else going to say something. When I say something, somebody else going to say something. And it is what it is. Right now, our two most electric players at receivers are hurt, KT and Wandell Robinson. I think we're going to look a little different when these coaches can use those two pieces in the middle of the field. That's all I got. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. DB?
I know. Love you, Manny Dogs. Love you.
I mean, Manny Dogs pretty much summed it up. You know, it's all love here. We all should be true Giant fans and bleed blue. So, you know, we're 3-1. There are a lot of teams in the league right now that would kill to be at where we are record-wise, and regardless of whatever the talent they have or don't have, New York Giants are 3-1 and could easily be 4-0. So there are a lot of things that go into play here. But the reason why I'm a broken record about this quarterback position is because that's the weakest link of this football team, especially with the new regime. So the other caller said, I think it was Big O, you know, Jones is not the guy. He just won't be the guy. He never was the guy. When Tyrod came in there again, energy changed. The crowd was crazy. And what was so crazy,
yeah, that's true.
Regardless of what I think, regardless of what you think, regardless of what anybody else thinks, whether they're Giants fans or not, if they watched that game, when number 8 came back on the field after Tyrod went back because of that helmet that wasn't called. The Boo Birds were out at home, not on a road. The Boo Birds were out at MetLife. Meaning, guess what, guys? We have had 4 years of seeing this same stupid circus with number 8. We're tired of seeing the circus. Number 2 provided hope. Just like Davis Webb can provide hope. Just like anybody else who makes good decisions at quarterback can provide hope. That really is the missing link. O-line will get it together. We got some young dudes. Hopefully, Evan Neal will be back with the neck injury. But that O-line is getting better and better because guess what? Barkley has been making it happen consistently.
Oh, my
what
God.
That tells
yeah.
me, what that tells me is that the O-line is doing something right. Even the backups are getting it in, getting a helmet to a helmet. So the fact that Barkley had almost 150 yards rushing, and like many dogs alluded to, you're running Hellcat and all this Wildcat stuff, that means that your quarterback is not even a factor. So right now, the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, we all know, the trophy goes to number 8, Daniel Jones. So that's the reason why I keep saying that, because it's hard to move forward and get to the playoffs and win a championship where your quarterback position is bad. That's the reason why I have to go back to this and be that broken record, because it's like some people either don't want to hear it, I don't know what it is, but when Tyrod came in, the culture changed. Everything changed.
It did.
Like, Those boos.
DB, give me a final thought. DB, give me a final
thought. Let's get ready for next week, one game at a time, and let's think about it once again. This is a new regime, the first year, and we're 3-1. And look at the Buffalo Bills and what that monster they have up there in upstate New York. So that just goes to show the future of what the New York Giants will be. Bleed blue. Let's go.
Let's go. Bleed blue. Dre, give me a final thought, man. I know you was at the game, too. What's up?
Yeah, right quick, Chris. I feel you what you said. Basically, there's a thin line between being supportive and sounding delusional. Because I argue with so-called Giants fans on Facebook, but not now. I'm in jail now for 3 more days. But anyway, argue with them all the time, man. Like, I love the Giants. I love the Giants, but I'm not going to sit up there and say that a quarterback that we've had for 4 years is a franchise quarterback and that this coaching staff is going to make the difference and he's going to get a deal from us. You know how delusional you sound? It's 4 years. We in the NFL. You cannot teach an NFL quarterback to be a quarterback once he reaches the NFL. It's impossible.
That's
he's supposed
right.
to already be
yes.
halfway there when he's there. But because I'm saying that DJ is not that guy, and we all say it, then we're not real Giants fans. That's their take on it. See what I'm saying? But we're not delusional. Me, you, and nobody on here is delusional. So we know. We're just keeping it 100. I understand what you were saying, but final thought, let's get this. Let's go on to London.
To London.
Let's run through this NFC North. Bleed blue.
Dre Graham, everyone. One of my favorite people in the world. Big Sean, you want to say something on the way out, homie?
Yeah, I sure do. Hey, yo, Chris, if you see me in a pool shitting in the pool, please tell me stop shitting in the pool.
You
shouldn't
be in the pool.
You shouldn't have been
in the
pool. Hey, yo, you know, I shouldn't be doing that mess. If you see me with a big booger on my forehead, you know I should do this. My thing is this. We have a talented running back. You know why we know this? Because we see what he does. So I'm sorry. I'm a realist. I just don't understand when people say we got an exciting, you know, two wide receivers that haven't played for a while. Even when they did play, they didn't seem that exciting to me. I'm just saying me. No, wait a minute. You did say that we do have two, you know, good wide receivers. I mean, they didn't play, and I'm just like, they could be there's potential, but we haven't seen that potential. And I do understand what you're trying to say on this platform as far as being positive, because we've been negative for so long that it's just stuck in a lot of people's psyche. Yes, I'm glad we're 3-1. And if anybody steps it up next week, and which can possibly happen, who knows? There's two or three receivers that we don't even know about that's probably coming from Division III somehow, steps up their game and looks, no matter who's quarterbacking, and we beat Green Bay. I'll be the most happiest person in the world.
Lee Blue.
But, yeah, that too.
Lee Blue, man. And I'm jealous of you because you got all that sunshine out there. I don't like you.
Happy
for you. I don't like you no more, man. I don't like you. Not when I'm in this rainstorm, man. Nah, man. All right, Obi. I'll talk to you soon, though. All
right.
The fantastic OC. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, man. I agree with everybody on here, man. Agree with what you said. You could try to be positive, but hey, man, we've been such a dumpster fire for so long. It's kind of hard. You know, it's easy for us to critique, man, and it's hard for us to give credit because we don't just believe in the credit yet. We just don't believe yet. Like, nobody's been consistent butt barking, you know what I mean? And a couple of defensive players, you know?
this team, when you win a game or lose a game, you still watch film on Monday. And what you're watching film for is for the things you did right and how, what caused them to go right, and then all the shit that went south and what caused it to go south. Okay? I made that comment about Crowder because he stepped up his game this week, but he had bad games. And that's the only reason why they signed Jalen Smith to the roster. You won't sign him if he's playing well. And with the peanuts that we have, we was by the grace of God, we was able to get this man back on the team. Is he that badass linebacker? Maybe not, but he's better than what we got. That's why they signed him. You know, so this team has a lot of holes because injuries, players just this not playing up to that pro level they're supposed to be playing. Because if you got drafted in the fourth, fifth round, only a few of those guys that come out to be superstars, you know. And if when you're a sixth, fifth rounder, you are what you are. You know, if you didn't get drafted and you're not showing out, you are what you are. So this team's going to get critiqued. If you're not, I'm not going to say nobody's not a good, a diehard fan just because they critique their team. I mean, they love their team. That's why they critique it. You know, they want to see better. You know, I don't know nobody that just want to see the Giants just lose. They might want to see when they do lose, they say, see, I'm right. Yeah. You know, I just know this team don't have enough manpower or that fire to beat good teams. You know, where do we go from here? We go to next week, and we're going to try to win. Looking at the rosters, do they look like a better team than we do? Of course. They got Aaron Rodgers. The commander-in-chief is way better than our commander-in-chief. So we got to understand we're going to have to play real solid defense in order to keep this game close to find a way to steal it and win it, you know?
Right.
So I love the Giants, man. I love the fans. I love everybody's take on things because that's what life's about. Everybody's supposed to be different. Nobody should be the same. And when guys give their comments out here, I'll be back here shaking my head like, God damn, he just took what I about to say right out of my mouth. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's why I love the show, man. That's why I love when these guys get on. Yeah, are we all going to agree? No, we shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? We different people. We different individuals. Some of us going to agree. Yes, we're going to agree on a lot of things because we saw the same thing on the field. But I'm like the rest, man. I'm going to be a realist about this team. I'm going to critique you when I need to critique you. DB just said something, man, when Daniel Jones came out there and that booze was, I was shocked. I mean, I still like, I want to see you win, but then, I mean, it's just the whole fan base is fed up. They're tired. That's why you heard booze. Our commander-in-chief is just not that dude. So we just got to do what we can do to win with him. But at this point, if he's just not playing comfortable back there and fluent, and can read a defense and go down the field and try to take a top off a defense to cause them to respect us, and you're not doing that. Of course, when Tyrod Taylor came in there, I was like, thank God. And then when he went out, I'm like, oh, the football guys just don't love us, man. So, you know, it's just like, this team took us through a roller coaster, man, but I would never, ever make this team allow me to disrespect my fans and not respect what they're saying because we all frustrated at the same time and we all want to win blowout games, which we haven't had in freaking maybe a decade or something. You know, we want to sit back and relax and enjoy a win and know we're going to win, but it hasn't been that case for years. So I get it. And when you watch other teams play and you see that they're winning and they score them points and they're winning comfortably you kind of look at your team and say, damn, why can't we put points on the board? Today I was shocked we did it in the first quarter, and we didn't do that in a long time. But it was vanilla kind of, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't do nothing else. You know, so that's what we're gonna have with the Giants fans. That's just what we are right now. But I damn sure know everybody bleeds blue. Everybody wants to see this team win, ugly, blow a team out, have it scratched by inch or whatever. We're gonna take it, man. But at the same time, we're gonna criticize those wins because we know we can do better. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Woo! That was great, man. That was church. I love this. All right.
All right, real quick, Lady Blue, say, give me a one-liner for your final thought.
Prayers that our injuries get better and we can kick Packers' ass next week. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Kristen, one-liner, final thought.
Let's keep winning. Stay healthy and stay positive. Bleed blue.
Matty Dog, final thought.
Listen, man, I'm just happy to be 3-1 right now. I'm happy that the Giants are putting it together. I hate London games. I hate them. It's 8:30 in the morning. That's some bullshit.
I know.
We don't do well at London games, but we'll see, man. One game at a time, any given Sunday, brother. Lee Blue.
All right. Listen here, everyone. I'm going to speak for Lady Blue, Kristen, Carl, Manny Dog, DB, Dre, Big O. Brian the Big Blue was on, and I don't know what happened to him, man. I wanted to really holler at him. Billy Bob was here. Big Sean was here. Carl, stay here. We're going to go ahead and end this off. Let me tell you, remember to be on the lookout for the Bleed Blue. I'm not saying this. I'm having a hard time saying this. The Bleed Blue video clips and the reviews to be highlighted in the Bleed Blue Show fan page. Check out Azul Unfiltered. Viewer discretion is advised with that one. Don't forget the classic stakeholder spotlight episodes featuring some of your great stories from some sports fans found up here, like Carl and Kristen were spotlighters at one time. Right here on the Bleed Blue Show. Check out Knickerbocker Ab Show. Check us out on iTunes, the Podcast Republic, Stitcher app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I have no idea where that sound is coming from. I done muted everybody and still there. I don't know what the hell to do. Anyway, Bleed Blue, everyone, and I holler at y'all. We got the London show. The London show's next week. I don't know what time that actually happens yet. Anyway, right? Thursday. That's me and you guys. On the Bleed Blue, we're going to chop up this football thing. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to talk about whatever the hell they're doing on the field right now, which I don't have any privy to any box scores at this moment. I think they're up 7-3 the last I looked. So we're going to watch them because you always got to watch that guy. Anyway, for everybody I just mentioned, Azul, wherever you are, Bleed Blue, y'all. Bleed Blue, Bleed Blue. Bleed blue, bleed blue, and bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.
Okay, but Martindale, we have a couple of tweaks to make, and it'll be okay. I don't think this is I think we do have a playoff defense. I know we don't have a playoff offense. That's all I'm going to say. That's the end. That's the end of that. We don't have a playoff offense.
I agree because of who the quarterback is. If they keep him in with the bump ankle, that looked like a bad injury. He probably shouldn't come back just to be safe. Like, seriously, right. Not even just because I don't like him, but that looked bad the way he got tackled. But two, back to Wake Martindale, this defense he's running on the back end, I'm kind of okay with, but on the front end, there's no pass rush. And when I looked at it, I'm here with Manny Dogs. I'm at Manny Dogs' house. You have basically one to two true defensive linemen, maybe Dexter Lawrence and Big 71, but Thibodeau and AO, they're not linemen. They're basically linebackers on the edge.
Exactly.
So basically, two against five doesn't win, and three against five doesn't win. So you can't have Kayvon Thibodeau or Azeez Ojulari and think they're going to get through two to three offensive linemen. That's not realistic. So if we want any pass rush on Aaron Rodgers, we got to get that shit straight.
I got another question. I got the last question. Come on, Christopher, I'm having a senior moment here. It's it had to do with Carl, what's up with trading Barkley for what? Carl? Hey, Carl.
I figure all this stuff out, you know.
Carl, you
so
still
just oh
yeah, no, I can't. No. Wait a minute. DB, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what the hell's wrong with my sound over here? How about now? You guys hear me now? How about now?
A hell of a job.
I agree.
Can you hear me, Chris?
No, I don't.
I can hear Carl.
Yeah, me and DB are talking.
Yeah,
I don't know what
Chris,
the hell
I think
is on.
I believe you can hear us, but until Chris can get back on, Carl, I agree. If we
but right now they're kind of like in between on both fronts. Like they're not getting enough pass rush consistently, and that's and you know what?
Can you guys hear me now?
You know what?
We hear you.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here? Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
But Carl, you're right. But like the one caller mentioned about Tay Crowder, I agree with him. Tay Crowder to me is overrated. That's why I give people nicknames. So I call him Clam Chowder because that Zeke Elliott score, it shouldn't have been a touchdown because he didn't wrap up. Tay Crowder hit him with a shoulder like he hit Derrick Henry. You got to wrap up. This is the NFL. I don't care how much you guys get paid. This is still football. Wrap the ball carrier up and bring him to the ground. So you got A.J. Dillon and Jones on the Packers. What'd you say, Chris?
I have a question. Carl, why trade Barkley, man? What's up with that one?
Okay, so here is the idea behind that, right? Are you re-signing Barkley at the end of the season? And if you are re-signing him, what are you re-signing him to? Because the sort of large range plan is that paying running backs top dollar, you know, $8, $9, $10 million, that doesn't really happen anymore. The Bills just can't. The two guys that are coaching right now for the Giants came from a system where they don't do that. So when you say Barkley's in your long-term plans and, like, him going to year six, year seven, year eight, like, okay, what is the eventual – like, is he going to be what he is going forward? Or do you sort of look at the long-range plan of the team, how you want to construct the roster with the money and such like that? Because you still have to worry about paying Jones, by the way, one way or the other. You know, that's where this argument sort of comes in, like, all right, we thought if Barkley was healthy, do you sell high and just go from there, or do you take the chance and just let him walk?
Okay.
Or do you pay him the franchise tag and whatever the number is?
But if you're looking at it from a football – okay, good, that's a good point right there. Okay, but if you're looking at it from a football perspective, guess what? He's your only offense. And
right. But much like Herschel Walker was when the Cowboys traded him when they first started their rebuild in that first season with Jimmy and those guys, is that they saw, hey, listen, he's our only good player on offense, and they traded him for what they could get, and that started what happened eventually. So I'm just that's just an idea, but it's definitely something.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah,
but I have to correct you on something. Herschel got traded because he was a fucking nutcase like he is now. That's what happened there. That Jimmy Johnson didn't want him around. Jimmy Johnson didn't want him around.
But it all worked.
That's what happened. And he was
but
complained on by, I can't remember the quarterback that was Steve Walsh?
I think that was the guy.
Was that his name?
In the first year of Jimmy,
it was
Steve Walsh was the backup. He was the backup quarterback because Troy Aikman was.
He was the one who told Jimmy Johnson, "You got a head case here." And Tony Dorsett even co-signed on. I think Dorsett was probably in the last year or he just retired. I don't know. I don't remember anymore. But Landry didn't like him, and it was a whole lot of stuff going on. But that's when Jimmy Johnson said, "Let's trade this old bag of goods for a whole new, you know, while he's still valuable." Yes, that's true. I think Barkley made a turnaround. Barkley right now, as we speak, is going to – he can't be any less than second in the league in rushing. He's our entire focal point of our offense because the receivers haven't responded because we have no quarterback. We have no pass rush. Pass offense. I don't know what the fuck. And the only thing that teams are keying on right now is him, as evidenced by the last, four of these games, actually.
Right. Sort of a long-range play.
If we have a clear plan and we have the draft picks. If we have a clear plan, which I'm pretty sure DeBall does, and we have the draft picks, which we don't, then yes.
So
hold on. The Giants have to be ready to deal.
So let me ask you, Carl, since you feel like this about Saquon Barkley, I'm going to have to switch it over to Cleveland. Should the Browns try to get rid of Nick Chubb and get something for him? Because this dude is leading the league in rushing right now. Like, running backs still are valuable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cleveland's a good team. They're a playoff team. Had the quarterback not been suspended, they would have made the playoffs this year. They're a really good team. Now, they lost today, unfortunately. But the Cleveland Browns roster, 10-win playoff team as it is now. So there would and he's also been – they signed him for, I think, like the next, 4 years already. Like, the idea of trading him is not the same. They're not in this – they're in a position where they think they can contend. The Giants today are not in that same position. Thus, the two situations are completely different. So there's the idea of playing for today, which would be like you're just playing week to week, I think it was Manny Dogs was talking about, or you're – playing a long-term plan on this.
The Jets won.
Yeah, they came back. They were down by 10 when the new quarterback came in. I have to see the last 5 minutes of the game to see what happened.
You want to say? Let me ask you one more thing. Cleveland, you really think they're a playoff team, man? Who are they in the division with over there? Because we're early here.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Back in wild card, maybe, man. I can't see them being an ass kicker.
Had they not been playing the quarterback they're playing right now for 11 games? I think that's what the suspension was. They probably would have made the playoffs comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and especially the way the AFC West is sort of fizzled out a little bit between the Raiders, probably not, we'll see what happens here, Denver, and the Chargers, and now Miami with the Tua situation happening, they were going to be in the mix.
Yeah. Well, they'll be in the mix, no doubt about
Carl,
it.
Carl, the thing about it, Carl, is that no team can be one-dimensional, run, or pass. These teams that get to the playoffs and do well have some sort of running game, whether it's Aaron Jones mm-hmm. and Dylan with the Packers, or Chubb or even the Bengals with Joe Mixon. Like, there has to be some sort of running back relevancy there. That's my only thing. Like, no team can be one dimensional and just pass their way to victory unless they're just that great. And I don't know of a team in the NFL right now that's that great. So I just think that running backs, me personally, I just think running backs are devalued in the league, and they should get a lot more credit than for what they're given, because I know this is a pass, five wide receiver, empty set, spread it out, run and gun type of show now, but you got to have, mm-hmm. besides good defense, you got to have that running back in there who's a staple to be a force where you can run that play action and get, positive yardage off of that.
I'd rather have three quality running backs than one main back where if he goes down and gets hurt, then I'm screwed. Because if you've noticed the last couple of years, what has been the argument whenever Saquon gets hurt? The Giants can't do anything because Saquon's not here. Well, when you're that over-reliant on a running back who you know, running backs get hurt. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the nature of that particular position more than anybody else on offense. You know, if you have a solid rotation, which is what Buffalo has, you know, between those guys and the mix you see with Green Bay, and there's some other teams out there as well. You know, if you're just over-relying on, okay, say either Saquon gets it done or nothing, that kind of imbalance as just an offensive philosophy, I just don't agree with.
No, I understand that. But, yeah, you got to have depth. You got to have depth. That's why we got Matt Breida, and then we got the young kid out of Arizona, Gary Brightwell. So,
But you wouldn't want those guys starting four games for you if Saquon were to get hurt.
Oh, I mean, if that happened, of course I'd want them to be in there because, yeah, we just can't have one guy. We got to have depth. And Gary Brightwell, especially Matt Breida, provides good depth at that running back position. So even now with everybody healthy in the backfield, if I was Kafka, I'd actually switch it up a bit more. I still give Saquon the workload of it. But get him out of there. Let's get some fresh legs. Get Brightwell in there. Switch it up. Let's get Breida in there. So I'm with you on that. But, you know, I wouldn't just make Saquon just a workhorse 100% because this guy's still human, too. He needs rest.
Right. Gentlemen, let's go.
Yeah, like I said,
good conversation.
All right. It's almost dinner time, so.
All right. Talk to you all.
All right. You guys take it easy.
On Thursday.
All right.
Yes, sir. Make sure you set your alarm clocks for next Sunday for that morning star with your cornflakes. Have your cornflakes and your coffee and the game will be on.
I'm not gonna be having any cornflakes, but I have something made out of some kind of weed. All right, yo.
Hey,
I'll see you later.
I'm gonna have some Earl Grey tea and some fish and chips. You gotta have fish and chips.
All right, I'll see you later.